To date, Escambia County High School seniors have qualified for nearly $1.9 million in federal student aid for the current year. That's a slight increase over last year, despite the fact that this year's push to increase applications was interrupted by the coronavirus.
We were able to conduct our FAFSA challenge. It was our second annual FAFSA challenge.
Kim Krupa is executive director of Achieve Escambia, which organized the local event. She says the challenge began October 1st and wrapped up March 27th as the pandemic was beginning to take hold. The goal of the effort is to generate a friendly school competition to get more students to complete the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA. Escambia's completion rate for 2020 was 40.6%, an increase of 2 percentage points over 2019.
Overall, nationally, we're down 6%, and in Florida, we're down more than nationally. So we're happy that our county was able to pull ahead even 2% in the face of this pandemic. So that translates into real money for local students. In total, Escambia County seniors so far, because the challenge is still going on, have qualified for $1.8 million in federal Pell Grants.
Krupa says Pensacola High School was number one in the district in overall applications submitted, with an all-time high of about 54%.
This year, the winner is Escambia High School. We were so thrilled to see their improvement was 22%. So they were most improved high school in Escambia County. Second place is Washington. I have to say it was pretty slim margin between Escambia High School and Washington High School.
When we looked at the numbers last year, we were towards the bottom of the high schools in Escambia County.
That's Frank Murphy, principal at Escambia High School, noting his staff's motivation.
So we did meet over the summer last year with our guidance counselor for the senior class, Wendy Bunnell Smith, and we said, we've got to do better. We need to improve this.
Thanks to the Escambia County FAFSA Challenge, Murphy says schools in the district are more driven to help with the process of securing student financial aid. And at the end of the day, he says the students and families are the winners.
The Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA, is the application for grants, loans, and work-study funds provided by the federal government. It is also used by many states and schools for their financial aid programs.
This official video explains what FAFSA is and how to apply.
Visit our official website, fafsa.gov.
Achieve Escambia's Kimberly Krupa says much of their focus in working with the schools this year has been on FAFSA for what? What purpose?
The FAFSA is the number one ticket to life after high school. And we tell that to our seniors all the time. Life does not end at high school graduation. It actually starts at high school graduation. And you need to be thinking about what is your plan after high school. And in Florida, we know that a high school diploma is not going to be enough to make it in the workforce of the future. You really need a credential. You really need a degree, a skill.
The FAFSA Challenge is part of Achieve Escambia's overall strategy to improve post-secondary attainment in Escambia County. According to Krupa, after their first year improvement of nearly 6% in 2018, her staff couldn't wait to get to work on the next go-round.
We actually started before the actual challenge date of October 1st. We started over the summer with some strategy planning based on our successes last year when we were number one most improved county in Florida, and then Washington High School was the number one most improved high school in Florida.
Much of the credit for the increase in FAFSA completions in 2019 went to a single person, Achieve's continuous improvement intern, Max Petion, who conducted school events and made weekly school visits.
So what was the secret ingredient to that success, and how could we duplicate that in year two? When we kicked off the challenge October 1st, we really focused on building our FAFSA army. So for the first time, we engaged a team of volunteers. You know, most of them were awesome volunteers from Navy Federal Credit Union who were dispatched to our high schools to work with seniors on their FAFSA application.
It's been a great experience. This was my first year doing it, and I heard about it through our school partnership program at Navy Federal.
Jenny Enriquez is a process improvement analyst at Navy Federal. She says she signed up for the challenge with a goal of giving something back to her old high school.
So I ended up being the FAFSA ambassador at Pine Forest High School. So it was great to see the students there and give them some one-on-one attention in terms of filling out their FAFSA.
One of the strategies that I saw that was successful is taking a trained FAFSA navigator directly to a student along with an advisor.
Again, Kimberly Krupa.
Maybe from Georgetown, who could bring to life how they can apply their aid to getting some sort of industry certification that would give them, you know, $50,000 upon completion of an 18-month certification program, and then this is what that work life looks like.
Regardless of income or plans after high school, Krupa recommends FAFSA completion for all seniors. It's essential to determining eligibility for most forms of student aid, including a maximum award of over $6,000 in federal Pell Grant funds.
And what we say is if your family makes under $200,000, you will get something from the FAFSA. And often it could be that low interest federal student loan, or it could be work study. But don't talk yourself out of the application. The application is designed not just for the federal programs, but for local campus aid programs as well, including merit programs.
Although the FAFSA challenge for 2020 is over, there's still time to apply for the upcoming school year at FAFSA.gov. The deadline is June 30th. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.